ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام متى أشفي غيظي إذا غضبت أحين أعجز عن الانتقام فيقال لي لو صبرت أم حين أقدر عليه فيقال لي لو عفوت.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam used to say, "If I am angry, when shall I vent my anger? When I am unable to take revenge, and it be said to me, better you endure, or when I have power to take revenge, and it be said to me, better forgive."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We find, dear friends, in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that Imam Ali was an individual who looked towards Allah. He had tawakkul, trust and reliance upon Allah. And he had his hopes on Allah. We do not find in any place that Imam Ali alayhi salam put forth his hand out in need from another human being. Whenever he raised his hands or whenever he put forth his hand out of need, it was towards the Almighty, Allah. And so here we find a very interesting aspect of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And in his own words, His Eminence, the first disciple, the first Imam, the first successor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever sets their hope on others, that person on whom they set their hope upon creates an awe and glory in your heart. So in case it was a little bit confusing, so Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that this person who you set your hopes upon, that person, their awe and their glory and their respect and their honor is created in your heart. So here we have two aspects. One aspect is this, that if we hope and rely upon another human being, then we will have awe and glory and honor in our hearts regarding that individual. When in reality, an individual is not upon whom we should pin our hopes upon. For it is Allah who ultimately gives, and it is Allah who ultimately takes. And so this in context, and this in mind, we realize that it is Allah upon whom our hopes should be. And when our hope and our trust and our reliance and our tawakkul is upon Allah, then it is the awe and the glory and the honor and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is created in our heart, and not the awe and glory of another human being. And so, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, do not put your hope upon people. Rather, put your hope upon the owner and the creator of all of existence. Put your hope in the Almighty, Allah. A beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-aman yawm la yanfa'u malun wala banun illa man atallaha biqalbin salim.
O Allah, I ask you for the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil.
وَأَسْأَلُكَ الْأَمَانَ يَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
When you and I and many individuals stand and say Ya Ali, it is in reference and in respect to the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. It's an utterance that indeed you and I have practiced and have mentioned throughout our lives. You find in many occasions people enjoy mentioning and remembering the commander of the faithful. There are people today who have emerged and have come forward and complained. Some of them have stood against this particular practice. They have said, why is it that you say Ya Ali? Surely you should say Ya Allah. Surely you should not call the names of certain individuals. First thing I would like to say is, when it comes to calling someone, is this permissible or not? All of us agree that indeed it's something that you and I practice on a regular basis. We call each other, isn't it? By their names. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what? He calls his prophets. He says, Ya Musa. He calls Ibrahim. He calls Yahya. Yes, the prophets, he calls them. Not only does he call them, he says, we must remember them. We must utter their name. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمْ وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ هُمْ إِدْرِيسِ. Allah says, remember them, mention them. Therefore, the remembrance and the mentioning of these holy individuals is something sanctioned by the Holy Quran. Allah says, you should remember them. Who are you and I to come forward and say we should not recall the name of these holy individuals, isn't it? The first thing is this. The second, tell me, aren't we, you and I, and Muslims claiming to be the followers of the Holy Prophet? And when we say the followers of the Holy Prophet, that means whatever he does, we do. And whatever he says we should not do, we will not do. Tell me, who was one of the first few who came and said, Ya Ali? It was Rasulullah. You say, where? Let me give you examples. The hadith that is mutawatir, meaning authentic, established by in all Muslim books of hadith. The Prophet of Islam comes forward and says what? He says, Ya Ali, anta minni bimanzilati Harun min Musa. Oh Ali, you are to me like what Aaron was to Moses. The Prophet of Islam says, Ya Ali, silmuka silmi, harbuka harbi. Oh Ali, the one who is at peace with you is at peace with me. And the one who fights you, and the one is the one who fights me. The Prophet of Islam would say, Ya Ali, calling Amir al-Mu'mineen, and would say what? Ana wa anta min shajaratin wahida, wa baqin nas min shajaratin ukhra. You and I are from one tree, and the rest of the people are from different trees. Yes?
كل صبح وكل شراب تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.